can record. All right, here we go.
I'm going to call this meeting to order. My mic is on. Are the others lit?
They are now.
Draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one, our esteemed former colleague, Mr. Don Cosper, is item number one. Mr. Cosper, what would you like for us to approve?
Review, you mean?
Review.
I'm 803 Carlisle Road, Birmingham, Alabama. I'm here today representing the Baptist Church of the Covenant. The sign you see there, which is sort of a traditional inspired monument sign, was destroyed by a vehicle that hit it. And we are back to
vandals
for a new sign. It's been long gone now. And I have Dan Shelton and Sarah Shelton with me, who are representatives of the church today. And they recently went through a branding experience with a company that has rebranded them for, you know, their future growth and appeal to, you know, a lot of the probably younger couples now. And they wanted a sign that was more contemporary, similar to the fact that they have a contemporary church, not a traditional church. On the very lower left, you see where the original sign was. That's on the corner of 22nd Street and University Boulevard. It's going back at the same location. The branding company came up with a concept of the sign that you saw in the original image, and we made it into a constructible type of, if you'll notice, your images on the set I brought today has corrected a few things that are more appropriate, I think, on the color image. The color image is not very vibrant on the printer, I'm sorry about that. But the new color, they like to match the concrete. They wanted it to be concrete or concrete wood material that matched the stucco on the back end of their parking lot. And using one of their new standards in their branding is a color that is the Pantone 7463 blue. And we're using that as the background for both their new logos, which is the logo on the top is the cross with the three, you know, legs that go down similar to what you see on the top of their building. And then the new logo is the font, which you see says Baptist Church of the Covenant.
Don, could you help me understand how tall?
6 feet.
6 feet, okay.
Approximately 6 feet. It will be under, it'll be approximately 70 square feet of face, which is under the 80 square feet is only restricted to, so we don't have to give this one has some. So we don't have to get a variance for the size. Stowe is very particular about giving out the excess of stuff. It will be this similar finish in this similar color. And then as I said, the Pantene dark blue background, white letters, white logo, it will be facelit. We're putting it on a slightly elevated slab. In the past, it had bollards in front of it, which kind of obscured the look of seeing it. And then the bollards would get knocked down. One bollard had been knocked down even before the sign got knocked down, not from images I've seen in the past. So we're putting it on a slightly raised slab, so that if a car actually makes it across the curb on the sidewalk, it might want to go further. We're trying to protect the sign a little bit so it doesn't get damaged. It's set back pretty far. It's on the property, it's on the road.
So the bollards are going to be removed. Oh, whatever.
The bollards have already been removed.
Okay.
A car removed the bollards.
All right, so the signage is less than what it used to be.
It is. The old sign must have gotten a variance, or it was.
And the height is shorter.
No, it's
not shorter. It's just smaller in square footage.
Okay.
Here's the original.
It's shorter than the peak, probably.
But that image
is sitting on the slab.
Yeah, it's this way.
That's not sitting on the slab, and the new one will be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but the existing fence stays, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fence stays. The fence was connected to the back of the sign you see there, and it will reconnect to the back of the new sign. There are two little segments on each side that are not there now because it's been destroyed in the past.
And it's lit.
Facelift with a Cooper under.
See, there's the light.
It shows a
spotlight.
But they're matching the slat, the plant there.
They would actually be recessed into it and drainable. We don't want the light fixture's head sticking up above the.
So what we're seeing there is not really accurate.
No, well, the upper left shows the.
There's a section cut in your plan there. The light does stick up above this,
the slab. We can see the light sticking up there, like two little warts in front of something.
That's a 6-inch reset, okay. I think Gary approved this presented.
I second.
Gary, further discussion. Are you concerned about the slab getting dirty? I mean, it's.
Well, it'll have a slope to it, it'll drain.
Okay.
But I don't think it'll get any dirtier than the sidewalk.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
It's the stove that's going to get dirty.
That's it. Item number 2 has been deleted. Item number 3, and y'all bear with me because my glasses were broken yesterday. Ms. Catherine Rapier of 1477 Milner Crescent. Highland Park Club will store it for replacing the roof, siding, windows, front and back doors, porch, railing and columns, etc., etc. Is there a report?
Yes, it was approved as or with conditions, and this is a non-contributing resource. It was constructed in 1985. The conditions are kind of numerous. The committee was very thorough, so I'm just going to kind of skip them. There is 2 pages of conditions. The front and back porch steps were approved with a new brick facade, but not painted. The existing brick is to not be painted, and we removed that out of the COA because that was originally planned, but they no longer plan to paint the brick. They will be repairing or replacing it. The front porch posts are going to be able to be replaced with the 6x6 posts, but they need to be painted and not left wall. The existing, like I said, the front porch railings can be approved. The door is pending approval, but the committee would like to see the new door come back before them for an email approval. The front door needs to be wood and have divided light panels. It's also, if they aren't able to move the front door, they can move the front door. They are not required to move it to center. They are going to be required to have the 9/1 windows instead of 1/1, and the trim and needs to be consistent with what was there. The house sits high back on Milner Crescent, so the rear windows can be 1/1. The siding can be repaired or replaced with carving, and then the fireplace and chimney can be removed because it was not installed correctly. The architectural shingles and gutters are to be used, however, the color, because we changed not painting the brick, so this changed some of the finishes, so they are allowing them to come back for an email approval to be vintage.
What did you do to these people?
I didn't do it.
So
are you okay with all these conditions?
Yes.
Okay. What was the original date of the house's construction?
1985.
Very recent.
I don't know how it's so out of code in so many ways.
So you're bringing it up to code as
yes.
your concern.
Correct.
Right. So the
we did structural repairs. We have an interior permit, mm-hmm. and this is to get the exterior permit. It's the stairs are dangerous. They're not up to code. The railing across the a child's head definitely could go through. Plus, it's not consistent. It's got a wood railing across here and then iron railing on the steps. They're very steep.
So your primary concern is livability and safety,
who,
and the aesthetics.
Who chairs this one?
You want to be a good neighbor.
Yes. Correct. They made a lot of suggestions. The owner tends more towards modern, and that's the way we were going. That's not going to change so many things. We didn't think, because it was non-contributing, we didn't realize it was a problem. But the neighborhood committee was absolutely fantastic. There were so many of them, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, had two realtors and an architect that spent 2 hours with us going over it. And because the owners will eventually, he's a medical resident, he will be here for at least 3 years, but they're looking towards the future, wanting to make sure that it sells properly if he gets, you know, if he's in Birmingham, he'll stay there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know where he's going to be. So all of their suggestions to me were very valid.
And valuable,
yes.
It sounds like.
Correct.
Good.
So you have no objection?
I have no objection.
Could we see the rest of the slides and then make a motion?
Okay. I'll let you make the motion.
I don't care about that. I just want to be sure I've seen everything. Gosh, I see your issues.
Yeah, they, it's worse. These pictures don't do it justice, I promise.
Wow.
Some of those are invalid now because we're not doing some of that
stuff.
We are doing the 6x6 columns, but we are painting them, so we're more balanced.
Procedural question, if we approve today, then the neighborhood association gets to approve these last things without coming back?
That's what I thought I heard.
You can write it into the motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can put it in the motion.
Because I don't want to approve and then them have to turn around and
correct.
Come back to us after these.
Yeah.
Right.
And even the colors that we're doing are they're not, the neighborhood, they pretty much said we could do anything as long as it wasn't purple or something like that. We're not doing that. We're looking for reason. So it's going to be very mild. So instead of, we may stay with the alabaster color, which is like a white color. On the siding and the trim will complement, trim and gutters will complement the whatever roof is selected, and the roof is going to be based on what goes with that brick. But all of this, the owners are, one works night and the other one's out of town, so I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
So it'll be very, it shouldn't be objectionable, and I'm also communicating back and forth with the historical thing for suggestions. So that we're pleased, so that they're pleased.
Doug.
So we got the door and then the color on the gutters and the shingles have to go back to local committee. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
The shutters, are you going to remove them permanently?
They're being removed permanently. And if they are ever put back, they won't be that tight. They will be the kind that open and close that are, you know, things. But they're the ones that actually said that they were fine. The committee said they were fine with the shutters just being gone. But if we do go back with shutters, they won't come to have, I don't know the proper terms, I'm sorry guys.
Okay,
but
they're
ones that are
operable.
Yes.
Real ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also the siding is hardy, hardy lap blinds.
Yes,
it won't be hardy board.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's why I said there's some of the pictures we submitted before we met with the committee. Of course, and so that we're getting rid of all the modern. We're not doing we're doing lap, and it'll be
you make the motion.
There's a house across the street that actually has the kind that we're putting on.
Talking about horizontal lap siding.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
Horizontal,
not
correct.
Vertical.
That's right. No vertical.
Is that in
the vertical was in the first thing, and that got changed.
Brian, what were the three elements I have to go back? The color on the shingles and the color on the gutters.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So I move we approve acknowledging that the door, the color, and the
color
and
the shingles.
Shutters
gutters.
Will and the gutters will go back to the local committee and their ruling will stand.
Second.
In other words, you're ceding our authority to the local committee on this.
On those three.
On the three specified items.
Which
the
client is
amenable
to. Cooperative
with,
yes.
Yeah. Is there a second?
Second it already.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Appreciate all this work.
Item number four is Lauren Murphy, 1601 Sterling Place, Red Mountain Suburb, local historic enclosure of the side front door and window and door replacement.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is there a report on this?
There is. It's a contributing resource within the district, and it was approved with conditions. Updated the proposed elevation with the condition. The condition is on the new bank of windows. There on the in the middle, they're to have three windows in lieu of two, and they're to raise the and they approved the conditions.
Explain to me again about the windows. I'm sorry.
So the we're going to be replacing the base windows that are down right here where you kind of see that little the tree. So you can see the door right here, and then to the left of that, that's going to be the bank of windows that we're going to be replacing. And instead of having two right there, we're going to widen the windows, and we're going to go to three, but they're going to be the exact same size of the windows that we have right now. They're going to be the same light pattern, and we're going to have the same mullions to separate them. So then that way it looks in scale with the existing windows that are up above it.
Staff informs me that this will not deteriorate from the contributing structure of this house, changing the two to three.
And then we are also enclosing a walkway. You can't see it with the tree right there. But the Historic Society pulled up all the existing pictures, and the walkway was not there originally. It was open later on, so we are actually closing that back. You can see that little arch behind that overgrown tree right there.
So you're removing the landscaping.
We're removing the landscaping, and we will enclose that arch opening right there, and we'll put the exact same window opening that's up above. We'll duplicate that below and put that right there. I think some of the original elevations had that, you know, if they want to see that as well.
I think if you go back to the proposed rendering itself.
Yeah, I need to see.
What colors are will the trim be?
All the trim will be matching the existing colors that there are now. We're going back with aluminum clad windows instead of wood. So we're matching what is existing in there now. It'll be this bronze color. Mm-hmm. And then all of the wood windows that are there now, the wood is kind of, the paint's kind of old and chipping, so we're going to paint it all to match. It's all the exact same color it is right now, but we'll just do a fresh coat of paint on it.
Can you go back to the before image? Or existing. All right, now the proposed.
There. See, the landscape has gone away to the left, and we put the window down.
What were you saying about the arch?
That's where that arch is.
No, to the left is where
yeah.
the...
Well, and this is the proposed. So that lower window next to the three in front mm-hmm. is currently not there.
Okay, but
this is
the
proposed.
I know, but yeah. The arch they're going to open up is to the left and not visible in this particular...
No, they're closing the arch.
Okay, I'm totally
yeah.
confused.
It's closed right
go,
here.
Go back one.
Okay.
To the existing, it's open.
It's a big tree right there.
It's a big tree.
So the arch,
I see the arch in this.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're closing that.
So
okay.
in
with
the proposed,
window.
It's Got becoming it. A solid mm-hmm. with a
okay.
window.
I was confused. I was thinking you were talking about the one to
the
right there.
I was too. Okay.
All the front door, we're going to a new front door, but all of the opening and sizing is all same.
I'm clear now.
Okay. Yeah.
So, at some point, that owner, previous owner, opened it up and made a breezeway.
Gotcha.
And you'll match the brick.
Yes, we are masking the brick, and since we're taking out that opening and then that wall that's behind it, we have established with the construction company there is more than enough brick to replace what is existing, so we will not need any new brick to match.
Oh, good.
Aren't you lucky?
Just the mortar.
Yeah, that's a horror thing, trying to make.
Yeah, the mortar.
The mortar. The mortar won't match.
So is there anything in the neighborhood recommended that you're running counter to?
Nothing I'm running counter to. We did have to revise the plans. We were originally, so this is a bank of windows that were added by previous owners that are off to the right. We were going to match that bank of windows there, and they said that that was not appropriate in keeping the style of the house. So now we're going with their suggestion that we just presented.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Does oppose nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who seconded that?
Doug, I think. I'm sorry.
It's sitting low today.
Ms. Cecilia Pinto, 1521 36th Place North. This is in the Norwood Local Historic. Replacing the windows with wooden windows and siding with hardy plank. Is there a report?
Yes, the report states that the applicant has stated that they are unable to source item number 117 pine siding to match the original wood siding underneath the vinyl and asbestos. Hardy siding had already been purchased at the time of review. If the hardy is used in lieu of replacing with item 117 siding exposed, must be consistent with the left side houses in the area with an exposure of 6 inches or less. As far as the windows, wood replacement windows are approved as a material. The light pattern should match the windows, original windows that were removed prior to the committee review. In particular, best effort should be made to source craftsman style 6x1 windows for the front, 2 windows flanking the front doors.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us what y'all like to do, please.
Well, basically, we are trying to bring this house up and running because it was pretty much ready to fall. So we couldn't save none of those windows on us with a really big thermite damage and rotting, as well as a lot of other parts inside the house. And we are replacing our wooden windows with the same pattern that we had there before. And the siding of the house was like 3 different siding, and when we start removing one siding, another came underneath, and we replaced it with hardy plank.
So the rendering that we saw about 3 slides earlier, that one shows horizontal hardy plank. That's your intention, right?
Lapped.
And then with this drawing, we don't see a lot of detail about how the planking comes to the corner and is waterproofed and things like that, but your constructor understands those conditions and his experience.
Right, yeah, that is just for visualization purpose, that is not actually how it's
so there's some details that don't show in that rendering, which will be part of how the application of the hardy plank actually goes in place. But that would be consistent with, if he's an experienced builder, that will be consistent with the normal installation.
Are you okay with the 2 conditions regarding siding and the 6x1?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like the neighborhood gave them the option on the siding.
Well, I think it was the option on the scale, maybe?
Yes. No, it's just the exposure.
Yeah, it says an exposure of 6 inches.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you're going with 6x1 windows?
We are trying to find a company that can make those because those are custom they do not have those six. Actually, they do, depends on how wide the window is, how many dividers those have. So the four that we have at the beginning, they don't have the six panels. So we are trying to do our best to find that, but it's not easy. Some company to be able to. Or if they do, it's charged like $2,000 each one. So we are trying to do our best on it.
Yeah, they said best ever. It should be the source.
How do they know that there were 601? Is there a historic photo that showed 601?
Everything I see is 301.
Yeah. That's all I see. I mean,
that's what I'm just curious.
I'm not sure why, yeah.
What's and they specifically said Craftsman as if this was a Craftsman style home.
Well, it's not.
The gabling has a little bit of a Craftsman detail right there with the bracketing.
Those front windows are
601.
They're horizontal.
Oh, okay.
And there's behind security bars, I believe, on the bottom. So
is that the only place where we have 601?
Are those two?
I believe, because a lot of the other windows were already removed.
Yeah. And the front windows are not repairable.
Are you replacing the front windows?
No, all the windows are completely...
Okay, they all rotted out?
They're gone, yeah.
They only want those front two to be 601.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say, is that if you're...
It's the best ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're going to...
Well, we can't put a best effort in a permit.
If you're going to spend money on windows, those are the two to spend your money on. Right, because they have the most impact on the integrity of the house. The rest, you have neighbors, you see them askew, so, but yeah.
I don't have a problem with letting them do 301 or whatever.
Well, even that, they're saying they're having problems finding.
I know, I mean, it's...
Well, I think to Brian's point, it's best effort. So they get to make them.
You get to make that choice.
Choice at the end.
That can't go in a permit.
We're not worried about a permit. That's not
well,
our.
We should be. We should be worried about the language of a permit.
Explain.
Because if they deviate from what we approve,
we are approving
options.
How was they saying?
We've never approved options before.
Best effort.
Pick one or the other.
Well, I think what we can be approving is a wooden window that's in the Craftsman style with divided lights above.
Bingo. Sounds good to me.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted with the front two windows to be wood windows in a Craftsman style with divided light above.
Second.
What about the hardy plank? I mean, we don't have to say that.
That's part of the plan.
Okay. Do y'all understand what we just did?
Yeah. I'm a little bit.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, I do have a second.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you want to call a motion? All right, we'll discuss. So we gave you the option. So we just said the front two windows are in keeping with what the neighborhood said. It's wood, it's a Craftsman style, it's divided light above. But we didn't specify how many divisions left.
Okay.
So they're asking you to try for 601.
Okay.
But if you can't find them or can't afford them, that's all we're going to say about
that. That's all we're going to say about
that. But it can't be 1/1. So you've got to get some texture in that.
At least 2 to 3/1.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's
second
in that?
I said. Oh, then I'll take it back.
I know, he's got to raise his chair.
It won't.
Hey, we had to, two of them had to get mine up. Ms. Cheryl Pitts, 917 Linwood Drive, Forest Park Local Historic. Demolition of a current single family residence and construction of a new single family home. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a contributing structure?
It is not. And there, in your report that you previously got, it still pending. They met last night, and last night it was approved as presented. So you do have an updated report that states that.
Okay, so you're tearing this down.
Yes, sir.
And what are you going to replace it with?
A Georgian style home.
Do you have a picture?
Yes, sir.
A slight improvement.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So what flanks this house?
Richard Tubbs' house is next door to the
house. Okay.
A few slides, Abraham. I showed up with some streetscapes in there for the committee.
It's
there
on
you go.
The
that's the... So.
Richard's on the left, right?
Richard's on the left, and then there's another one other ranch to the right, and then it picks up with you. You know,
but the,
so there's a Georgian
the
in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood is a two-story plus neighborhood. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So.
And there is a report.
Nope. I make a motion we.
No conditions.
We got another.
I will second.
Who moved?
I did.
Great.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I don't hear any. I have it. Thank you.
Thank
you. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Hold on, we have some announcements.
Hold on.
You don't have to say. No, we do have. I was just going to make an announcement. This is Historic Preservation Month around the nation. It's National Historic Preservation Month. So you'll see on the table a poster and brochure advertising all of our events. So please feel free to take as many as you want. We have extra. And please, tomorrow we're having a walking tour at Historic Vault Vulcan at noon. It's going to feature the WPA buildings. And then next week we have a workshop and also another historic walking tour. And then towards the end of the month, y'all will probably be interested. We're hosting a tips and tricks for realtors and contractors going through the design review process. So please let all of your lovely friends and neighbors know about our Historic Preservation Month programs. We have this all on social media and all of that as well. So
will you send that out to like AIA?
Those
two sections? Because
sure. Yeah, I'll send it to AIA.
Just so you can share with all the
any further.
Some of these might get them CEU credits.
Yeah.
The Historic Wood Window next week is a CEU credit. We're doing it with Marvin Windows, and it will be at Sloss Furnace. So they're actually coming out, and it'll be worth, you know, one credit hour.
The green room.
So it's going to be in the West Room at Sloss. It's a lovely
it's
space. Parking's really easy. It's,
what date
know,
is that?
A great kind of space to have it at. One of the trainings will be here for realtors on May 23rd, and then the final training for contractors will be back at Sloss at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So we appreciate y'all.
You can't go anywhere.
And Main Street National is here.
Absolutely.
And so when you see all these people around with their little tags, they're soaking up our beautiful city. So.
Cool. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Now we are going into a work session.
And I'm going to.
And you're gone.
I'm gone. I'm gone. Yes.
Have a good morning.
I was along
with
the
one
with
the realtors.
The street.
We jumped into the bar.
Fine.
No.
But they're still in your house.
Yes.
If
I send that to you,
yes.
I sure.
Yes.
I think it'd be best for the residential.
Why did Don bring these
non-standard
size sheets up in here?
You architects and your attitude.
He hasn't been here for a while. yeah, I saw him on the docket. Okay. Great. So, do we have an applicant or pre-applicant? Do we need to record this?
Yeah.